Blog Talk Radio.
Continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. Wishing, praying for each one of you that your day is prosperous, that your day is the best day that you've ever had in your life, and that all your dreams would become your possibilities. And we thank God for each and every one of you today. Yes, we do. Yes, greetings, love, prayers, all that we have good, we send them to you today. You. And you, especially those that listen on a continued basis, we want to keep you up in our prayers and the encouragement of them. Yes, right now, it all belongs to you today. We appreciate you. We love you. We really, really, really love you. And we trust the weather is fine wherever you are also. So, remember now, you got to call us today. Today is the day for you to call, just like you called last week. You called today. Yes, put your question in. Yes, let's see, can you make it difficult for the speaker? Just put that question in. Come on, put that question in. Write it down so you make sure you don't forget it. Okay, I'm counting on you. To make this a very interesting broadcast today. And here's Diane. Oh, forgot the word.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise this day, Lord, knowing that this day wasn't even promised to us, Lord Father. And for that we say thank you, as we give you honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Now, Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person, name by name, and what they're in need of, Lord. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ed right now, Lord Father, that's in the hospital, Lord. Father, with pneumonia, we ask you to touch his body right now, Lord Father. Father, touch his lungs right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We know that you can do it, Lord Father, and nothing is too hard for you. Father, touch right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, touch his family right now, Lord Father. Give them peace right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you the Benjamin and Rita family, Lord Father, and the loss of their loved ones, Lord Father. Father, we ask right now, Lord Father, for traveling mercies, Lord Father. Father, as they begin to make their departure, Lord Father, we ask you, Father, to be that pilot right now, Lord Father. Father, go in and come in, Lord Father. Touch that family right now.
In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you because, Father, you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord, Father. So send your comforter to them. Father, give them peace of mind in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Aggie right now, Lord Father. Touch Miss Aggie, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Father, as she go, Lord Father, to take that CGAN, Lord Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for a praise report. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we calling it right now, and it's done in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Vicky and Miss Ruthie right now, Lord Father. Father, both of them, Lord Father, have cancer, Lord Father, one of the eye and one of the brain. And Father, we come against that cancer right now, Lord Father, pulling it up from the root cause. Father, touch their bodies right now, Lord Father. Touch her eyes right now, Lord Father. Touch Miss Vicky's eyes, Lord Father. Touch Miss Ruthie's brain right now, Lord Father. Father, we praying right now, touching and agreeing with them, Lord Father, that your will be done in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Those that have COVID, oh God, Father, have mercy on them as well, Lord Father. Father, we praying, Lord Father, to touch the upper respiratory system right now, Lord Father. Father, open their lungs right now, Lord Father. Father, let them breathe, Lord Father. Father, build their immune system right now, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for those that we were praying for, Lord Father, that no longer has COVID, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for answering prayers, Lord Father. Father, may there be no side effects, no relapse, nothing right now, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon your people right now, Lord. Father, we hold before you the state of Texas. We hold before you Louisiana, Lord, all those that are affected by that ice right now, without power, oh God, have mercy. Father God, touch the elderly right now, Lord Father. Touch those that are sick and shut in and no one come and look for them, Lord Father. Father God, you be, Lord Father, that comforter. You be that warmth, Lord Father, that they need, Lord. You be that strength, Lord Father, that they need right now. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for making provisions for them in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch, Lord Father, those that have lost loved ones, Lord Father, in that freeze, Lord Father. Have mercy, Lord Father, upon their family members, Lord Father, that are grieving, Lord Father, for their loss that wasn't even there to help, oh God. Have mercy, Lord. Let your people know to call upon you in this time, Lord Father, for we need you more than ever before. Have mercy today, Lord. Father, look upon our listeners right now, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord Father. We thank you for traveling mercies, Lord Father, for them, Lord. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for making ways out of no ways for them, Lord. Father, we calling upon you, Lord Father, for mercy right now, Lord Father. As we cover this broadcast under the blood right now, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast or anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to take over right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. We thanking you for healing and deliverance being on this broadcast today, Lord. Father, we thank you how you use this broadcast to touch many nations, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for those, Lord Father, that have given their life to you, Lord Father, accepting you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. We thank you and glorifying you right now, Lord Father.
So, Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to decrease Elder Bolin, Lord Father, as you increase in him. As the word come forth today, Lord Father, use him in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Have your way, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask that you decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord Father, as they too, Lord Father, come forth with the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the prayer. And if you didn't hear your name mentioned, it's because you didn't give it. Call us at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Give us a call. Yes, we will put you on the prayer list, and we will pray until something happens. All right? We don't give up. We don't stop praying when we go off the air. We continue to pray for you, 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 and you, and yours. Those you give us the name, a condition, whatever it may be, if you don't want us to call your name, okay, we won't call your name. All right? So we are not guilty of not calling your name. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for you right now. All right, God, praise the Lord. I forgot. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I'm just getting excited today. You know, when we have a, listen, we've been hearing so much good word of late, praise God, from here and there, from those that visit the broadcast. We thank God for each one of them that prays. Yes, 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 we do. So let me give you a word right now, quick, because I'm trying to hurry up and get to the word, wasn't it? My God, my God, my God. All right. To each person is given this choice to chew on the dry and disappointing husk of dispensation, or to feast on the savory, satisfying bread of life. Woo, woo, woo. To each person is given this choice. You have the choice to chew on the dry and disappointing husk of dissipation, or to feast on the savory, satisfying bread of life. You got a choice. Which one are you going to do today? All right. All right. Praise God. We want to thank God for each and every one that's present. We want to thank God for you. We want to thank God for Sister Diane. Amen. That we'll be praying constantly for you. Praise God also. Amen. And we want to thank God for Bishop Porter. Amen. Being with us again today. We thank God for him. And, of course, we thank God for our speaker of the hour. And we also thank God for you. Wherever you may be at this time, hearing us, whether you can call us or not. Sister Diane, I just remembered where they were getting contact us with us at, where they were getting in contact, C7 Glow. Remember, that is our main thing coming from overseas. They most of the ones from Ghana and all them other places overseas, they had C7 Glow where they get in contact with. I just thought about it yesterday. It came to me. I said, that's our main one, has been our main contact for Blog Talk. Okay, praise God. Amen, amen. So now we haven't answered you because, to tell you the truth, I forgot the password. My God. And God is good. God is good to us. Amen. And we want you to know we're not overlooking you whatsoever, those in the faraway lands. We're not overlooking you. It's because with to all these past words, you know. Praise God. We kind of forget some of them, you know. My God, my God. We're on several different medias, you know. Praise the Lord. So, anyway, we thank God for you, you and you for being there, and those that follow us continually. We want to bless those in the Caribbean islands. We thank God for each one of them. Amen. We want to make contact with you because we love you, and we want to have a little more personal contact with you too, you know. Now, not personal. We're not looking for no husband. We're not looking for no wives.
Amen.
All right? We mean just fellowship, be together, you know, like that, unite together, is one in Christ, that kind of close. All right, praise the Lord. Just, I like to make myself plain.
Amen.
Because I love you and I don't want no misunderstanding. I want you mad with me and I don't want to be mad with you. How about that? Amen. Ain't God good? God is still good. But, you know, it's been so much good word coming forth. And if it hit you, draw your feet up. You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying, that means God loves you enough to chastise you, to tell you about yourself so that you can get it right. That's how much God loves you. Do you see? Don't get mad with the preacher. They just the messenger sending the message to you. All right? Don't get upset because God loves you. He loves me. Hey, they could be preaching, and hey, it could be a word I need, and it gets me. You see, I'm not ashamed. If it's me, it's me. Just where life is, you know. Praise God, and we do what? Worship Him. Hallelujah. Now look, don't forget, call us, huh? You got to call us and get involved. Didn't we have fun the other week with it? We had now that's what I call fun. When we all participate. Now, I forgot what city the chaplain came from, was in at the time. But that was a very, very enlightening time. Questions and answers. We had questions and answers going on. Hallelujah. Now, when you do that, that makes everything very exciting, doesn't it? To me, it does, anyway. Oh, yes. And we want you, whatever Elder Bowling is preaching about today, get involved, okay? And I'm quite sure he's ready for an answer. He got an answer, too. He's ready to give you an answer, too, okay? Amen. Is that all right? Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Now call your friend, call the people, call them in. Listen, I want y'all to do me a favor. You know, when you see these little flyers we put out there, how about sharing them? Share them on your page so others can be blessed too. You don't want to be, you know, selfish and get it all for yourself, now do you? No, share it. See, text your friends right now. Text them. Come on. Text them while I'm talking. Text your whoever that you know. You say, well, I believe they need it. Well, text them anyway, whether they get on or not. You know, give them the number to do the call. And if they want to talk, tell them or ask a question, press the one. And somebody will answer. And then we will pass it on to the speaker. You see, that's the way it goes. You know, that's unity, isn't it?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
We helping one another to bless them, to bring them, to encourage them for their deliverance, their healing, for whatever it is that they need. Huh? Somebody may be suffering in some way. Now, we know the people that don't have no left, they can't hear us, can't. Okay, because you know them cellular phones and froze up too. Right? They done ran down. You know, and you know, them things run down if you ain't got no electric. And you know, if you got electric, they'll run down on you. Praise God. So listen. Now, do a favor if you can. If you know they still connected, try your best to get in touch with them. Okay, right now, because you want them to be blessed too, don't you? You're not selfish, are you? Are you selfish? No. Come on. You know you're not selfish. Now, you want to bless them too. Your mother, your father, whoever is there. If they're just homebound, touch them today with the word so they can be blessed, all right? That's all I'm trying to get you to come on and help the man of God. And you get behind them and say, preach, elder, preach, you know. Get encouraged. You see what I'm saying?
That's preach, elder, you know. Mullen, preach.
Amen. Praise God. And this is what we want to do. We want you to do. All right? Amen. That will encourage him also. Yes, it will. And we thank God for your listening ear today. And right now, we're going to have time, give him time, and then, you know, there's time afterward where you going to call. Yes, you are, 347-857-3925. You're going to ask a question, or if you press the 1. Now, if you just want somebody to pray for you, all right, you want Elder Bolin to pray for you, then you call, and we'll put him on to pray for you, and he'll add you to his list of prayer when he begin to pray. Would you do that? Okay, you going to do that for me, right? Yes. All right. Praise the Lord. Here we are. That has been an Elder Bolin.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, Apostle Porter. I just thank the Lord for another opportunity to come before you this morning. I'm just thankful to be here because God is good. Amen. Thank the Lord for the prayer going up from Sister Diane. I thank the Lord for my spiritual father, Bishop Porter. You know, when you said dispensation, whenever I hear the word dispensation, I always go back to what Bishop Porter taught me about the 7 dispensation periods of the Bible. And Bishop, I want you to know it's still with me and I'm still living through it. As a matter of fact, it was said, I believe, in the book of Acts, the 13th chapter, around verse 36 about David. It says, for when David had served God's purpose in his generation, there are 7 dispensation periods of the Bible, and we're in number 6, and that's grace. So I thank the Lord that we serve the Lord in our time under the dispensation of grace. And that leads me into what we're going to continue to talk about with the Holy Spirit today from John 16 and 7. So let's have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now thanking you for your goodness, for your mercy. We thank you for all the prayers that have yet gone up. And yet, according to your word in John 16 and 7, we pray, Master, and thank you for the Holy Spirit being our helper, our comforter, our advocate, and our intercessor. Because the people in Texas, the people in Louisiana, all those that are affected by COVID-19, we need you, Holy Spirit, to comfort, advocate, and intercede for us. And for this, we say thank you. We ask you for your strength that we may go through for such a time as this. And we invite you in now to this word study block talk. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about you. And we can't talk about you unless we invite you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Last time we were together, we began talking about John, the 16th chapter, verse 7 from the Amplified Bible. And I want to read that again to you. And we're going to go a step further today in that study, talking about interacting with the Holy Spirit. So John 16 and 7 reads thus, but I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you, to be in close fellowship with you. If you have your Bibles, I want you to highlight, it is to your advantage and to be in close fellowship with you. And I want to pull this out from this scripture very quickly before we move forward into some cross reference, and we're going to break this down because we are very familiar about the Godhead and the Trinity of who God the Father is, who God the Holy the Son is, and who God the Holy Spirit is, and we're going to talk about that third person of the Trinity. But I want to pull this out today. Look at this scripture again from the Amplified Bible, and this is what I want to pull out. It says, "For I do not, if I do not go away, the Helper, Comforter, Advocate, Intercessor." You see that hyphen right there? That hyphen signals something. It signals a pause. Why? Because when we pray and invite the Holy Spirit into our prayers to pray through us and for us, He first comforts and then He advocates and intercedes for us. And after He does that, and I want us to catch this if you don't remember anything else about this scripture, then we must allow Him the space to come back and be our counselor. My Lord, my God. That's why that hyphen is there, because He changes His role in what He does after He goes to Jesus and advocates and intercedes for Him. Because Jesus tells Him what to do, and we must allow Him to come back and counsel us on what Jesus has said for us to do. My God. And He didn't stop right there. After He counsels us, then He will give us the strength to obey that counsel. As the apostle said, it's a choice, my Lord, my God. So he gives us the choice of allowing Himself to be our counselor, and then He's going to strengthen us. And after He strengthens us, He's going to let us know, I'm still standing by you. Wow. So we can go forward in the process of God being in close fellowship with Him. So having said that, we must understand that having the Holy Spirit is to our advantage, especially when it comes to prayer, because through Him is the key to having real spiritual power in prayer. I want to say that again. Through the Holy Spirit, He is the key to us having real spiritual power in our prayers. We don't have no power without Him. It's only through Him when we have power. So today we're going to go a step further and examine how we interact with the Holy Spirit through Jude 20, and I'm going to be reading it from the ESV Bible, the English Standard Version Bible. Jude 20 reads as thus, "But you, beloved, building yourself up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit." That's what we're going to walk down today, praying in the Holy Spirit. All throughout Scripture, we are admonished and we are encouraged to pray. But the reality of it for many of us is that prayer can be frustrating because we're human. Sometimes we pray and feel like God is not listening. Sometimes we pray and we feel like that God is disinterested or disconnected. Sometimes we pray and we feel like we can't get a prayer answer. So therefore, prayer can sometimes be frustrating. But hopefully through this series of lessons based on John 16 and 7, I pray that God will give us insight and understanding on how to pray effectively through the Holy Spirit and understand the real power of prayer through Him. I want us to understand that prayer is vital. Prayer is necessary. I want to remind us that you cannot possess the promises of God unless you pray. You cannot move forward in purpose unless you pray. You cannot become the person that God wants you to become unless you pray. So I believe it's important through this lesson that we understand the advantage that we have through the Holy Spirit as it pertains to prayer. So I want to let you know first that prayer is a portal. Prayer is a portal. It's also a gateway. And I want you to understand that because when you pray, it gives you the ability to tap into another dimension. It gives us the ability to move beyond just the natural and just the tangible and move into what is supernatural and what is intangible. So prayer is a portal, a gateway into the supernatural, into the spirit world. when we talk about prayer, we understand that prayer is not just a portal. And I want us to watch this. It's not just a gateway, but it's also a privilege, and that is to our advantage. It's a privilege. That because what Jesus did, he made a new and living way for us by going away, as he told his disciples in John 16:7, and sending us back the Holy Ghost, who would be to our advantage, who would give us access to God through Jesus, who would take that which is of Jesus and disclose it to us. So therefore, prayer is a privilege which should not be neglected nor regulated to our crisis management. Because you know what? For the most part, most people want to engage the Holy Spirit when we're in crisis. And what Jesus wants us to understand is he's much more than that. He is always available other than just crisis management. So don't forget the honor that God has bestowed upon us through the privilege of prayer. So prayer is a portal, and it's a privilege. But I want to tell you this also. Prayer is full of possibilities. Isn't that what you said, Apostle Porter? Prayer is full of possibilities. When we pray things that were impossible, things become possible. Things that look like no way, no how, begins to become now something that can become a reality in our lives. Prayer is full of possibilities. When we pray, giants fall. When we pray, doors open. When we pray, mountains move. When we pray, seasons change. When we pray, things change. When we pray through close fellowship with the Holy Spirit, God moves through Jesus. When we pray through close fellowship with the Holy Spirit, Jesus intervenes into our here and now, my Lord, to change circumstances, to change situations. We are inviting the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the omniscient, omnipresent God to move on our behalf and in our lives through Jesus when we pray. I like the definition from Pastor Tony Evans when he talks about the power of prayer, because he shows us the eternal Godhead, the Trinity, and how they are involved in effective prayer. So listen to what Tony Evans says what prayer is. He says, prayer is communication, mental or oral, with God the Father in the name of Jesus the Son with assistance of the Holy Spirit. My Lord, my God. There's that advantage right there. I'm going to read that again. Prayer is communication, mental or oral, with God the Father in the name of Jesus the Son with assistance of the Holy Spirit. So I ask the question, how do we obtain the assistance from the Holy Spirit? Through close fellowship with him. And I want you to see this through the definition of how the Godhead is involved. He's involved with God the Father, as God the Son, and as God the Holy Spirit. It's important for you and I to see that if we are going to pray effective prayers, how the Father is involved, how the Son is involved, and how the Holy Spirit is involved. And we're going to talk about that today. So remember how we first started talking about the first part of that definition, with communication with God the Father. So we begin to emphasize this because it is our concept of God that's important when we pray. That we see that if we see God other than who he is through Scripture, we are viewing him the wrong way. That if we see God just as a punishing God from the Old Testament, we're seeing him the wrong way. If we see God as a God who might be angry with me, we're seeing him the wrong way. If we see God as a God that doesn't love me, we're seeing him the wrong way. And that will affect how you perceive him. And what you perceive from him is also what you receive from him. That's why when Jesus taught the disciples how to pray, he said, "Our Father, which art in heaven." He was trying to get their concept of God right because of who he is. So if you believe God is a healer, healing is available. If you believe God to be your source and your supply in the midst of the earth, then he can begin to be your supplier. If you believe God to be a waymaker, then he can begin to manifest himself as a waymaker in your life. That's why our perception of God determines what we receive from God. So the second part of this definition, God the Son, what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. First, we must understand that this is not some magical phrase. It's not an incantation. It's not a formula we pray, but rather when we pray in the name of Jesus, we're praying with an understanding that Jesus makes intercession for us. He is our mediator and makes a way for us to be able to communicate with God the Father because of the blood that he shed at the cross of Calvary. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we're saying we are praying in submission to his will. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we understand that he has transferred his authority to us on the earth, my God. So whatsoever we bind on earth is now bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth is now loose in heaven when we pray in his name. So now what I want to do is focus in on the last portion of Pastor Evans' definition, which says to us that prayer is praying with the assistance of the Holy Ghost. Praying with the assistance of the Holy Spirit. So now we are going to apply John 16 and 7 and the importance of being in close fellowship with the Holy Spirit by referring to Jude 20 from the ESV Bible. So it reads as thus. But you, beloved, building yourself up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. So now it's important to understand what does it mean to pray in the Holy Spirit. I want to give you some understanding here because praying in the Holy Spirit will cause you to be built up in your most holy faith and cause your prayers to be most effective and avail much by praying in close fellowship with him. I do a lot of reading, and I love reading. I've always loved reading. That's why it was never hard for me once I began interceding and intersecting with the Holy Spirit, that when we read and see other things and see other people's views, God can begin to formulate things for us. And there's a Christian author, J. Oswald Sanders. He wrote something about prayer, and I want to share that with us. He wrote about the secret to prevailing prayer, to pray under a direct inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So this is what he wrote. The secret to prevailing prayer, to pray under a direction and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, petition for us and through us are always according to the divine purpose and hence certain advances. I like how he says that when we pray in the Holy Spirit, we're praying under the divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit. That when we do that, we can rest assured that we have answers to our prayers. Look at Ephesians 6 and 18 from the New Living Translation Bible. Paul says it this way: pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. So Paul writes this to the church of Ephesus, and he says, pray in the Spirit at all times, at all times. He says, pray in the Spirit at all times. He emphasized that. Paul is giving the church at Ephesus a key that if you're going to have prayers that are effective and receive answers, we must pray in the Holy Spirit. If we're going to pray prayers, when you begin to see a difference being made, if we're going to see prayer that causes things to move and to shift in our life, Paul says to pray in the Holy Spirit at all times. So let's talk about that a little bit more, about praying in the Spirit, because I need you to know what that means so that you can, in fact, employ it and integrate it into your prayer life. So what I want to do first is I want to talk about what praying in the Spirit is not. I want to tell you that praying in the Spirit is not emotionalism, because sometimes people get up get caught up in emotionalism. So let me slow this down real quick here so we can catch this, because I think some people, perhaps from their background or what they have been exposed to, might think that praying in the Holy Spirit is simply emotion or just emotions. I want you to catch this. It's that thing when I feel something. It's when the service gets real high and there's a bunch of emotions going on all around us. And yes, services can get high and services can become emotional. And that's the danger of emotionalism. Can I tell you that that's not praying in the Holy Spirit? Not emotions. It's not about emotions. But I am grateful that we have a God we can feel. I'm grateful that we have a God that will touch our emotions. But can I tell you that I know a lot of people, and you probably do too, that have a lot of emotions when they pray. But that does not necessarily indicate that they have connected with the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to walk this down. And I want us to understand this. Why? Because as time goes forward, the devil is going to trick people through emotion. Because the devil can imitate the things of God. He can imitate speaking in tongues. He can imitate signs and wonders. He can imitate emotions. But you know what the devil cannot imitate? He cannot imitate love, because it's not in him. Love is not in the devil. So whatever the devil imitates, if you follow the love track through the Holy Spirit, you will always uncover the devil. You will pull the cover off of him. So we just can't regulate to praying in the Holy Spirit through emotions and feelings. Can I tell you that praying in the Holy Spirit is not stoicism? So what is that? That's when you are stoic and very serious looking, and you got that solemn look on your face. Sometimes people can be so deep and go so deep, we can't find out where they are. Sometimes I think people equate praying in the Holy Spirit as being how deep you are. That's what stoic is, how serious you are, how solemn you can look. But I want us to know that in that state of mind, you can come off as cold or apathetic. Can I tell you that praying in the Holy Spirit is not emotionalism or stoicism, or not just a physical manifestation in that manner? Because sometimes these may not be a true indication that God is present in that. So we're clear. We want you to be clear on praying in the Holy Spirit. So now let's talk about what praying in the Holy Spirit is. Because I want to make sure that your prayers are powerful and effective. And we have to understand God's eternal God here and how he operates as being God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so, Paul is taking a little bit of time to make sure the church of Ephesus understand what it is to pray in the Spirit. So I want to look at this in a couple of different ways, because we know Paul is trying to impress this upon the church of Ephesus about praying in the Spirit. One of the understandings about praying in the Spirit is glossolalia, and it simply means praying in tongues. Well, we're familiar with that from the day of Pentecost. We see it in Acts chapter 2, that when God poured out the Holy Spirit, they began to speak in an unknown tongue. It was a tongue that they didn't know, but others could hear it. When we read the account in Acts the second chapter, we see how others who had traveled from far away in other parts of the world began to hear the message of the gospel in their own tongue and language. But those who were speaking under the unction or power of the Holy Spirit. Glossolalia. That's what glossolalia is. So now I want to look at 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 1 from the New King James Bible. Paul says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And so Paul says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels. And sometimes we talk about praying in heavenly languages. This could be what we're talking about when we're talking about praying in the Holy Spirit. That's one way, by the power and unction of the Holy Spirit. Because he enables us to pray in that language that we are not familiar with, but that is known by him and God. And so, This is the part of the understanding of praying in the Holy Spirit. And this is available to anyone that wants to have that ability. The power of the Holy Spirit to move in our life, to work in our life, so that you and I will have the ability to pray in the Spirit in that fashion. So that's one way. But now I want to expand our understanding to include other things and go beyond it, because there are other ways to pray in the Holy Spirit and to give us understanding of what it means to how to pray in the Holy Spirit in a broader context. So I want to add this to that understanding. Praying in the Holy Spirit means we pray in harmony with God's word. We pray in harmony with God's word. This is so important because you have to understand that the word of God was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so, when we pray the word of God, thank you, Jesus, when we pray the scripture that was inspired by the Holy Ghost, we are praying in the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 tells us, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So when I pray the word of God, when I pray the scriptures, I am praying that which is inspired by God himself. This is so important. There's been times in my life, and I know you can think about it, where I didn't know exactly what to pray or how to pray. I didn't know quite the words to say. I just couldn't get the things I wanted to articulate to put it together in the right way. And then that's when I began to understand that if I pray the word of God, I could not miss it. I couldn't miss it by praying in harmony with God's word. And I want us to catch this now, that if I would remind God of what he already has said through the word, Jesus, that made my spirit know, I'm going to be in agreement with him, in harmony with him. I mean, if I would just use the word of God in my prayer time, it will elevate my prayer life. Can I tell you that some of the most powerful prayers, some of those people most effective in prayer are those that are best students of the word of God. This is why Timothy said that we study to show ourselves approved, because when we do, we can then have the word of God in our prayers. So I want to encourage you here that if you're going to pray with the assistance of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, that you learn to pray the scriptures also, my Lord, my God. When you're praying and need a healing, look up those scriptures on healing and stand and pray those scriptures to God. Maybe you're in need of deliverance. Look up those scriptures on deliverance and put your faith in those scriptures about the delivering power of God in prayer. Maybe you're in a situation where you lack and have limitations all around you. Look up those scriptures that talk about God being Jehovah Jireh, God being our provider, and God meeting all of our needs according to his riches that are in glory, and pray those scriptures. That is the word of God. And you will be praying in the Holy Spirit, because the word of God is inspired by God through the Holy Spirit himself. My Lord, my God. I want to add something else to that, because when we're talking about praying in the Holy Spirit, it's not only just praying through glossolalia, speaking of tongues. It's not only praying with God's word, but watch this also. Praying in the Holy Spirit also means to pray in harmony with the will of God. The word of God, and now the will of God. That is so important, because there's times in our lives that if we be honest with ourselves, we really just don't know what the will of God is. I'm not going to just sit here and try to persuade myself or portray myself as some super Christian, because I'm not. But most people, some people, do this. They want to make themselves as a super Christian, and this is not what this is all about. But through this of praying in the Spirit, through the word of God, this is how God allowed me to arrive at John 16 and 7. Because the first 21 days of this year, I went on a 21-day fast. And God dropped this John 16:7 to me, that we need to understand that we need to be in close fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Haven't you ever said to God, I think this might be you when you're trying to get a prayer through to God? Haven't you ever said, God, I'm hoping that this is you? I don't really know, but I'm not sure, but I'm hoping that this is you. I'm uncertain. Has anybody other than me been in an uncertain season of your life? I know I have many times. A time in your life where you aren't quite clear on which way to go or which direction to go. And you're praying, but you're not exactly sure what or how to pray. Maybe you're listening to me now, and that's exactly where you are at. And you're saying, Elder Bowling, I've been praying, but I don't know what to pray. I don't know how to pray. I need some help right now. Well, let me tell you, here it is. Here it is. Very familiar scripture. My next point. Very familiar scripture. But looking at it in a new set of eyes and hearing it with a fresh set of ears. Turn with me to Romans, the 8th chapter. Verses 26 and 27, I'm going to be looking at that through the NLT translation, the New Living Translation. Watch what Paul writes. He says, and the Holy Spirit helps us, my Lord. Highlight it, underline it. I got it in yellow in my Bible so it can jump out at you. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. Verse 27, and the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony. My God, watch this, with God's own will. My Lord, my God. I love this. Because the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, helps us pray in concert and with conjunction with the will of God. I like how Paul is real candid about this. He's real frank and says, look, there are times when our weakness inhibits us from being able to pray accurately. That if I only pray with my understanding, that if I only pray with my intellect, there will be times that I miss it. But if in my prayer time I will lean on and lean into the Holy Spirit, he will guide my prayer, and he will pray what is on the heart of the Father concerning me. Remember that portion of the scripture where the hyphen was? Adapted in John 16:7, where he's our advocate and our intercessor, and then there's that hyphen? It says counselor next. That's us allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us, my Lord, my God. Remember what Pastor Tony Evans' definition said of prayer. Prayer is communication mental or oral with God the Father in the name of Jesus the Son with the assistance of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:26-27 is that definition of praying with the Holy Spirit and his assistance. I can't tell you how many times that I've needed the assistance of the Holy Spirit to pray for me, to advocate for me, to intercede for me. Isn't this what close fellowship looks like? Isn't this what Jesus was saying in John 16:7? That he said it was to our advantage? My Lord. So now, with a fresh set of eyes and a fresh spiritual ears, hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. That we view him now as being our advantage. Good God, I pray. That's a new look. That's a new look, brothers and sisters. That's a new look, people of God. That is a new way to look at the Holy Spirit as being our advantage. So, the Holy Spirit fills in the gap. When I don't know what to put in the gap, when the blanks of life are such that I don't know what to write in them, the Holy Spirit always writes the right thing in those blanks and makes the sentences of my life make sense when I can't make sense of them. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit. Remember, Jesus said, I'm going to send you a helper, an advocate. I'm going to send you one who will come alongside you and help you in times of need. help you in times of weakness and frailty. Here it is, here it is, here it is. We pray with the assistance of the Holy Spirit, and he enables us to pray in conjunction with the will of God. And that moves me to the next point I want to add as I begin to close this out. When we start talking about praying in the Holy Spirit, and that is praying in the Holy Spirit is praying with divine help. Hallelujah for that divine help. It's praying with supernatural help. It's praying now with an assistance that comes only from heaven. Yeah, 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 that only comes from heaven. Because quite honestly, there are times when I look back over my life in my own journey, and I would adventure to say as to you as well, that there were times that we didn't even want to pray. Maybe you were tired in your spirit. You were fatigued in your mind. You were weary in your soul. But thanks be unto God that we have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, that helps us in our weakness, that helps us in our frailty, that gives us divine assistance. I like it. I like it. I like it. Because when we talk about praying with divine assistance, it is the understanding that the Holy Ghost has an inside track to what's on the heart of God the Father, my God, my God. The Holy Ghost has a way of knowing what we do not know, understanding what we do not understand, and comprehending what we do not comprehend. There are times in life that, quite honestly, we're left scratching our heads. Hadn't the pandemic do that? Did the pandemic of 2020 do that? It left the world scratching their heads in fear. And sometimes we don't know what it means, but I can tell you this much. We can figure things out through the Holy Spirit if we let him guide us. That's what it means to having the assistance of the Holy Spirit. God makes sense of this. God, I'm left here, and I feel like I'm walking in the dark. But it's at those times and in those moments and in those seasons that we can lean upon the assistance of the Holy Ghost in prayer. Here it is, here it is, here it is, adding to it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, New King James Bible, beginning at verse 9. And I want to examine this, and I want us to look at this, because oftentimes we quote this verse, but I want you to go beyond what we have often quoted and heard about this famous verse in allowing the Holy Spirit to help us. Eyes have not seen, nor ear have heard, nor entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Did you hear that? That in the natural, you and I don't get it sometimes. In the natural, we don't see it and cannot see it. In the natural, we cannot hear the things of God. It's beyond our natural ability. And then he goes on to say here that God has prepared some things, though we can't see, we can't hear. But God reveals them to us in verse 10. That's what it says. But God reveals them to us. Look at this. Look at this. For the Spirit search all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man know the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, here it is. No one knows the things of God except the Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know. Highlight that we might know the things that have been freely given to us. So he says, look, when you can't, in your natural ability, can't understand and can't comprehend, when it's beyond what we can see, when it's outside of what we cannot hear, he says, you have one that is working on your behalf. The Spirit of God begins to search the things that we are not able to tap into in our natural ability. The Holy Ghost begins working in our lives, and look at this here. In the scripture, he will begin to reveal to us the things that we were not able to see here before. Did you catch that? The Holy Ghost begins to reveal. He begins to uncover. He begins to pull the curtain back and give us the ability to see. Now, you got to look at this here, because this is the understanding. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, then moves us from ignorance into revelation. Hallelujah. This is powerful. So many times our prayers are not effective because we are praying in ignorance. But this scripture gives us the understanding that the Holy Spirit begins now searching the things that we do not understand nor comprehend and reveals them to us. And now we can move from ignorance into Revelation. This is important because it is Revelation that opens the doors. My Lord, my Lord. It is Revelation that shifts the seasons in our lives. It is Revelation that gives us access into the things that we did not have access before. Praying in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit, is praying with divine help. Ooh, my Lord, my God. Here it is, my last half. Hope that you're still with me. I know it's a lot of information to take in, but you can play this back and hear it over and over again till you get it down in your spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit is not only praying in the heavenly language, or glossolalia, but in addition to praying in tongues, that it is praying in conjunction with the will of God. It is praying in harmony with the will of God. It's praying with divine assistance. And watch this lastly here. Praying in the Holy Spirit is praying with the Holy Spirit's presence and power. When I pray in the Holy Spirit, when you and I pray in the Holy Spirit, we're praying with the understanding that His presence is around me. I'm praying with the understanding that when I'm praying, I'm not praying alone. I'm not praying with the understanding that He is not here, but I am praying with the understanding that He is here and He's here with me right now, my Lord. I don't know about you, but that encourages my heart because there have been times that I have felt alone. I felt abandoned. I felt like everybody has moved on and left me but standing behind by myself. But it's in those moments of life that I am thankful that when I pray in the Holy Ghost, I am praying in the Spirit. My Lord, my God, I am praying with the presence of the Holy Spirit right here with me. And the beautiful thing about praying in His presence is that now I have access to His power. Remember the day of Pentecost? You should be endued with power from on high. That's right. Praying in that power. Yeah. That when I pray, I don't have to feel weak. I don't have to feel abandoned. I don't have to feel alone. I don't have to feel disempowered because the presence of the Holy Ghost surrounds me. He's in me. The presence of the Holy Ghost envelops me. The presence of the Holy Ghost is right there in my prayer room. He's right there in my prayer closet. He's right there when I kneel down beside my bed at nighttime. He's right there in the car with me. He's right there in that cubicle at the job. He's right with me when I'm at school. The presence of God through the Holy Spirit is right there. I don't know about you, but that makes my heart glad. That makes my spirit jump to know that I don't have to wait until I get to the church building. I don't have to wait until I hear the choir singing. I don't have to wait until I hear my favorite song. I don't have to wait until the pastor or the preacher pray or the prophet pray. I don't have to wait for anybody but the Holy Spirit. When I pray in the Spirit, His power becomes available. My Lord, my God. Yes, I thank God that our pastors and our prophets and our evangelists can pray for us, but when I am not with them, God wants us to know that He is God the Father, He is God the Son, He is God the Holy Spirit. And when I pray through the power of the Holy Spirit, my prayers become effectual and they prevail much. My last words. I'm all excited here and I'm trying to slow myself down. But I get excited about this. This thing has seized my spirit, and I pray that it seizes yours. Because there's something about the presence of God that will do for you when nothing else will. It will do for you when everybody is gone. The presence of God can fill the empty spaces in your life. It's something about the presence of God through the Holy Spirit that heals the broken places in our lives. Something about the presence of God through the Holy Spirit that brings peace. It's something about the presence of God through the Holy Ghost in the midst of the storm that we are in right now. Hallelujah. It's something about the presence of God that will sell your heart and your mind when you are perplexed about what's going on around. We are in a new paradigm shift, and we are still unraveling what God wants us to do. But through the Holy Ghost, when everything is spinning around us, the Holy Ghost will call us to be anchored, knowing that all things are working out for our good. It's something about the presence of God that comes and speaks a word of peace and comfort. Isn't that what Jesus said he was? The helper, the comforter, the advocate. My Lord, my God, the counselor. And his strength, and he is standing by with us. I love what Psalm 16 and 11 says. It says that in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures evermore. Did you catch that? That's why we need to be in close fellowship with the Holy Spirit, as Jesus talked about in John 16 and 7. That's why that we must build ourselves up, as Jude 20 says, building ourselves up in the Holy Spirit. I'm thankful. I am thankful to the Almighty God that he has not hidden this from us. This gospel is only hidden to those that are lost. But I thank God for the day of Pentecost. I thank God for the sixth dispensation period that we are under. Grace. Because under grace, we have the comforter, the advocate, the intercessor, the counselor, the strengthener. That Jesus said he would send, and he did, that you and I may be in close fellowship with him. May God bless you. May this lesson seize your spirit. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. Elder Barnum, could you explain to them now how they can receive the Holy Ghost, because most people believe that as soon as they baptize in water, as soon as they repent, that they get the Holy Ghost. So can you explain to them how they, you know, it works?
Amen. When we talk about receiving the Holy Spirit, it's an asking. So once we have repented of our sins and asked God for forgiveness, then we can ask him to fill us with his spirit. And it's a process. Yes, some can get it in one ball of wax, but it's also a process of getting to know who he is through the word. So that's why it's important to be connected to a church that is preaching and teaching the unadulterated word of God. I remember, Apostle, I'm glad you said that. I remember once I got saved and accepted Christ as my Savior. One Friday night, Bishop Porter was teaching a lesson. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And he went to the scripture in the Bible. I can't remember the exact one right now, but it was when Paul had come upon the men at Mars Hill who was worshiping. And he asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said, we have not even heard that there be a Holy Ghost. So he explained to them and offered to them that he is available. And when you ask God out of the sincerity of your heart to receive the Holy Spirit, he will give him to you. And watch this. He will make himself known. He will make himself known. And that's the beauty of this, that you don't have to guess at it. God will make himself known through his spirit, his presence. And that's what this lesson was about, getting to know the Holy Spirit. So it's a belief. And when we believe it correctly, and apply the word, the Holy Spirit will demonstrate himself.
All right. Now, does that mean that you don't have to speak in tongues, or you have to speak in tongues? They want, a lot of people want to know, you know, how I know I got it.
So, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost was sent back, and that was the evidence of it. But there are other signs of speaking in tongues, too. And I believe, I mean, it's of having the Holy Spirit also. It's in the book of Galatians, and it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Having the fruit of the Spirit, and it lists those things which will be the evidence of having the Holy Spirit. Again, I want to emphasize this. It's a process that we must begin to walk ourselves through so that the evidence of it can show up. It's just like you going to school. You don't go from the first grade to the 12th grade. You go from 1 through 12. So this is a learning process. And as we connect ourselves to the Word of God, then the Holy Spirit connects himself to us. And again, he gives that evidence of him being inside of us and being with us.
Amen. Oh, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Who that? Somebody want to ask a question? All right, go ahead. Hello.
Good morning, Ella Bolden.
Good morning, good morning.
This is Deacon Michael. I want to ask you a question. At when you sleep at night, I have sleep apnea, and if I'm in danger, it feels like something nudges me to get me out of danger. Do you think that's the Holy Spirit?
So let's examine it. So you say you have sleep apnea,
yeah,
and at nighttime you feel like something. Nudges you.
Yeah, nudges me out of it.
Remember what I just finished teaching. The presence of the Holy Spirit is in the earth, so he's around us. But
okay,
he's also in us. And
okay,
I'm going to equate what you just said and explain it this way so that we can all catch it. During the Christmas holidays, one of my daughter's former girlfriends wanted to get together with us, and all of them work in the health field. And she did not know she had COVID-19. But I pray every day on behalf of my grandson, who's 15 months old, that God keeps him protected from it and cover everybody in his circle that may come around him. Well, guess what God did? He prevented this young lady from being able to get next to us. And finally, she started having symptoms, and she went and got checked out, and she called us and said, guess what? I've come down with COVID. But had we had our way, we were trying to get with her to give her a Christmas gift, and we could have been exposed to it. So did you see the working of the Holy Spirit there? Of course I did.
Right.
He protected us. So in your case and what you're talking about, in that midnight hour, he's right there because you're a believer in Christ Jesus. You believe you're filled
right
with the Holy Spirit, so he nudged and urged you. That's him. That's him.
I know I say
that. Amen. Amen. That's what you can say. Because guess what? After that happened with that young lady, I broke out into tears. Why? Because the Holy Spirit protected me from what I could not see.
Right, right. I believe that.
Amen.
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 Okay, Apostle Porter, let me add this because I went and grabbed it for us. In the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, verse 22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit, now this is another presence to let you know you have the Holy Spirit because it reads this way, but the fruit of the Spirit, the result of his presence within us, and then it goes on to list those things. Love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while we're waiting, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those are the things that says the presence of the Holy Spirit is with us. So in addition to speaking in tongues, this also should be present. I know Bishop Porter taught me years ago when I first got saved, as I said earlier when I started this teaching, the devil can imitate all these things of God, but he cannot imitate love because it's not in him. At the end of the day, when you are around people who say they're filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't have to judge nobody. But what you can do is look for the fruit of the Spirit, and some way or somehow, it's going to show up.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sure enough, it went off. Hello?
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 Someone had another question?
No, that was something that kind of blanked on the phone. Kind of, you know.
Amen.
Made a little dark. No. Did anybody have another question? Mm-mm. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, now, there was another question I want to ask, but when it blanked off, I'm trying to figure out what happened. Praise God, sound silence for a few seconds. But anyway, bless God. We try to answer most of the questions that people ask during their time so that they can get a answer right this time, because when they're in church, they don't seem to be able to ask the questions that they want to ask, you know, about these things, and they leave church without the answer, without knowing whether they have it or not. But, you know, I've heard many times, because I was born in Christ at the old church, you know. I mean, when I say old, like Friday night, they don't tell you you have the Holy Ghost. Even if you're speaking in tongues, they ain't going to tell you. They let you find out for yourself. Then you sure you got it. After you find out for yourself, you know. And so you know something is different. You know, from my experience, you know something is different, you know, and all. So until God reveal it to you, you don't know what's wrong with you. And my church in New York at the time didn't tell you nothing. You know, praise the Lord. So they let me go on for till I knew it. You know, when I got to it, and that was such a wonderful feeling. I was already having a good feeling, as far as feeling was concerned. You know, I was having, you know, I was happy at it myself. So not many people experience the same way. Some people say, well, they might have went to church and heard the word, and they were riding on the bus, and all of a sudden they start speaking in tongues. And, you know, people say, oh, I don't want that to happen to me. I don't want that to happen. Well, who cares when it happened, long as it happened, you know. Bless God, mm-hmm. Long as it happened. But I thank God. Even for Michael. But don't we all, now, I don't know whether everybody is saved or not, but I hear people many times, and it has happened to me many times, in my sleep. I ain't got no sleep apnea or whatever you call it. I don't have that. But something has pulled my feet up, push, kind of touch me in my sleep, and touch me and wake me up. So I wake up and look around and see who in here, you know, in my house, you know. And I don't be knowing what it be, where I be into a deep sleep or what. But these things happen a lot of times, you know. And I don't know why it does that. Maybe it is, you know, something around, a spirit or something is moving. But it do happen, you know, wake you up at certain times. It could be wake you up to pray, too. I know, that's God. Amen. So these things do happen. And I believe what you were preaching about the Holy Ghost. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I certainly believe. I am so glad and happy about it. I'm happy that God gave that to us, that vehicle of the Holy Ghost to us, to be there for us. I just love it. I love it, love it, love it. Praise God. Amen. And everybody need to have it. Everybody need to know about it. And, you know, I feel bad for the ones that don't and don't believe in it. I feel bad for them. But I tell you, it is the most wonderful thing to have them in your life, all of them in your life.
Amen. Amen. Can I add this to help the listeners out even more? Was there another question?
No.
Okay. I thought someone had a question, but let me add this to it, and it's all in what you're saying. When we're talking about God Almighty, God the Son, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is about demonstrating himself. but he doesn't act on his own. But watch this through scripture. See, if we stick with the scripture, the Holy Ghost will always demonstrate himself. In 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 4, Paul said these words, "And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom using clever rhetoric, but they were delivered in demonstration of the Holy Spirit operating through me." Hold on here. Let's grab this, because that's why them people did what they did to you. It's one thing when we come to the church and we want God and with all our might. We want Jesus with all our might. We want the Holy Ghost in all our might. But if you don't find out on your own, hallelujah, God, you won't know that he's there. Let me say this to everybody, both saved and unsaved. Nobody wants to go through a trial. But ask yourself this question. If I don't go through anything so God can prove that he is with me, how do you know he's with you? See, nobody wants to go through anything. That's why when God dropped this on me, Apostle Porter, this John 16 and 7, the word that jumped out at me, and I can't tell you how many times I've read that scripture, but I never had, it's to our advantage highlighted. That jumped off the page. It's to our advantage because the Holy Ghost desires to demonstrate himself to us. Now, watch this. In every area of our lives, if we let him. If we let him. See, remember that hyphen? Advocate, intercessor, comforter? Then the hyphen comes. We have to allow him to counsel us. And if we don't let him just demonstrate himself, you can forget it. And that's what's wrong.
All right. Amen. See, we just need to know. We don't have that much teaching today about the Holy Ghost, do we?
We sure don't. And you know what? And we need it more now, Apostle Porter. I don't know about anybody else. I was, like I said, after I got off this fast, I must have cried at day 22. I must have cried more than I did the 21st day because of the revelation that God gave me. Yes, I knew God. Yes, I know the Son. Yes, I know I have the Holy Spirit. But man, I got a fresh set of eyes and a fresh set of ears for him. And the thing I've been hearing since, Apostle, has changed my life. I said to Brother Michael, that young lady had COVID, and she had it bad. And we were doing everything we could to get her Christmas gift. And guess what? We would have been exposed to COVID-19. And I keep my grandson every day. And I pray for his covering. I'm concerned about him because he can't pray for himself. So I got to intercede for him. Now, I don't need no more evidence that God is showing me I'm on the right road. Of getting closer to God through fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Watch this, and I'll say this so you can begin to close out. We all know that Jesus intercedes for us, but did you catch that in this lesson? Now we got two personages of the Godhead interceding for us. The Holy Ghost intercedes for us, and Jesus intercedes for us. Who don't want that? Who don't want that? I want that more now. Where we are now, please, I need all the intercession I can get.
Yeah, that's who I depend on. That's who I'm depending on. That's who I'm depending on in this COVID era. That's who I depend on. For my children, for Michael also, because he's been, sick so many times, going back and forth to the hospital, and all, I have to keep him covered. Amen.
Have to keep them covered.
Yes, I do. I keep all of them covered. I have to keep Bishop covered, too. Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. To my spiritual father, I want to say this to my spiritual father, Apostle Porter. Bishop, out of all the things that you did for me, and I learned a lot of things for you, if I got to put my hand on one thing, it was the seven dispensation periods of the Bible. And he said these words to me, Apostle. He said, if you learn this, son, nobody will ever be able to trick you up about who God is in your life. You don't need me. You need Jesus. And that stuck with me. And I studied that for 2 years, two solid years, Apostle Porter. He told me, don't go nowhere else in the Bible until God tells you. But now, 35 years later, I know what it's about.
All
That's
right.
All.
See?
I know what it's about. I'm thankful I'm in the dispensation of grace.
Amen. Nobody got to tell you about it. Nobody. All you got to do now is just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen.
Follow the process.
Have to keep them all covered with the blood. Amen. Because we know the truth and we believe in the truth. Amen. We live by the truth.
Because what?
I'm a little passionate, but we live by the truth. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
The truth is in God's word.
In the word of the living God. You know, we used to sing a song, in the word of God, I got a hiding place.
Amen.
In the word of God,
Amen.
I got a hiding
Amen.
Place. We don't even sing that no more, dude. Did you hear it? I ain't heard it.
Amen. Amen.
But we do
Amen.
Thank God for you, Elder Bowling. We miss
God
you.
God bless you. God
we
bless
miss
you.
We miss you praying, too, with us. Amen. You'd be surprised how your prayer affects each one of us also, praise God. When you pray with us, we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Thank
God. God bless you. God bless you.
And we thank God for your word. And we will continue on until we meet. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
All right, Sister Diane.
Amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome broadcast, that word coming forth today. You missed it. You can go ahead and visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries on Facebook, and click that link, and you can hear the broadcast from the beginning. I tell you, it's awesome listening. If you miss it or you don't get it, pray, ask God to open up your understanding, and tell you something, he will. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and hear another powerhouse, Pastor Sharon Bonds. I tell you, share it with a friend. Tune in tomorrow. Again, that number is 347-857-3925. Till then, be blessed.
Soon as I stop worrying
how the story ends.
let God let go, and let God let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.